Let's talk about Target Circle. By the way, it's the same program that you know and you love and you use, but now with automatic deals. Here's the thing. The all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Maybe you don't have it. Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about. Well, now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. It's already been awesome. Now it's awesomer, if that's a word. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. I love bacon. It's hard to find somebody who doesn't love bacon. All bacon's good, right? Yeah, but some bacon is next level. And when I talk about next level, I'm talking about Right brand bacon. We had so much up here that the guys on the show were fighting for it. Eddie posted a big case of it that he took home. Right brand is the number one thick cut, hand trimmed, real wood smoked bacon. You just have to try it to believe. So, bacon lovers, do yourself a big favor. Go out and get yourself some Right brand bacon today. It's time you experience bacon the right way.
Canva is awesome for so many reasons, for your social media, but for work. If you're looking for ways to impact at work, Canva can help your points get across. All right, Mike, what do we use it for? Like one sheets if we're doing like a presentation, graphics?
Oh, it's awesome for graphics. Super easy to use.
And that's the thing too, especially with some of these apps, you think, well, there's no way I'll be able to use it. Well, me, because I'm a dummy. But even I can use Canva to make things look cool, right?
Yeah.
Well, you don't have to insult me and say yeah so quickly.
Yeah, you can do it.
Yes.
It's awesome.
So it's easy to design impactful Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, videos. Start with a designer-made template, which makes it so easy, especially for me. Customize with your content. You can add images and graphics and charts. Start designing today at canva.com. Design for work.
Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is Bobby Bones Show.
Come on, Bobby.
Yes. Good morning. Welcome to Friday's show. Good morning, studio.
Morning.
All right. I guess the question is, does your partner, your husband, your wife, I have a girlfriend, did they have anything to say in your grooming?
Do they?
And mostly this will be a guy thing.
Yeah, because, I mean,
your husband he did nothing. Like, hey, why don't you like work, you know,
grow your leg hair out?
Or,
no. Or, well, he could be into that.
What about your hair on your head?
Oh, he likes when it's longer. I mean, there's times I've talked about maybe cutting it super short, and he's like, no, don't do that. Don't do that. And like he constantly wants to maybe try out not having a beard, but I'm so used to it. He's had it for about 3 years now. I'm like, or four.
I like him without the beard. I'll be honest with you.
I love the beard. No.
Yeah.
Nope. Keep the beard.
What about, does he like ever want you to like do wigs and stuff?
No.
Okay.
Hey, Lunchbox.
What about your wife? Does she have anything to say about your grooming?
No, she's got no say in the matter. It's my body.
No say, or she isn't into it, like how you do it?
She doesn't say anything. Like sometimes she says my beard's annoying when I don't shave, but whatever. I mean, it's just my life and I don't ask her.
Exhibit A. The hair under your arm.
Oh, yeah.
It's never been shaved in its life.
Never been trimmed, never been shaved because it grows. It's supposed to be there.
So it's like Rip Van Winkle's beard. It's like coming out of his t-shirt. It's mm-hmm. that long. It's like
a troll doll.
ZZ Top.
Wow.
Coming out of under Lunchbox's arm.
And yeah.
But yet there's nothing to it with you.
No, when I lay there with my shirt off and wrap her up underneath my arm, it's like, what up? And she, you know, sometimes the hair is a little annoying and, you know, tickles her shoulder, but
so gross.
but she has. If she said trim all of your underarm hair,
no, I'd say no.
I think I'm pretty well groomed in general.
You are.
I keep everything down. Like I had a laser hair removal on my shoulders because I had annoying hair up there that people on Instagram shame me for. But I keep my face shaved most of the time. I ask is whenever, like, I'm a little unshaven right now, and it like cuts my girlfriend's face.
Scruffy.
Yeah, she'd rather have it like grow out and be soft or nothing.
Right.
And so I just wondered if you guys, if your wives, Eddie's wife, obviously
she's obviously
care at
all, cool with it
because that is the you have like an.
Thank you.
You have like my backyard.
Thank you. Oh, wait.
Is that where this conversation's going?
When my neighbor was complaining about backyard, that's what's on your face.
Dang.
Oh, man.
And you're calling me right now to tell me to cut it?
I'm calling your wife going, hey, can you like just find him a barber? Like they did. Yeah.
Oh, man.
Do you like Eddie, our producer's beard?
Yeah.
Be honest.
I think it.
Be
it
honest.
No.
Yeah, see? Thank you. That's all we need. Lunchbox, how do you think it looks?
Sorry.
Man, it looks terrible. It looks patchy. And he does get food caught in it a lot.
That's disgusting.
Oh, come on, guys.
Okay, so your wife doesn't have any.
She likes it.
Mm. You also said she likes it when you're not muscular.
No, when I'm just a little fuller. She likes me a little
soft?
Plump.
Plump. Sure she does.
Soft.
All right.
Squishy.
Bobby Bones. Recognizing people, doing cool things. It's ICU.
Man, how about this one? A Louisville police officer and a passing driver, just straight up car who's driving down the road. They see a burning car around the same time and they both pull over. There's a guy in the burning car. He can't get out because a seatbelt is on him.
Okay.
And so the seatbelt's kind of melted a bit. Now
he's still
doing pretty good, but he can't get out because there's an accident, there's a seatbelt. So the dash cam video has all the footage. The officer pulls up, this good Samaritan pulls out, his name's Nathan Boyer. They grab him, they unbuckle the seatbelt, like break it, and rip the guy out of the window. And then the car just slowly catches on to more fire.
Oh, wow.
It's not an explosion. That's just movies. Whenever it goes boom, right when you walk away, that's just movies.
Oh, really? Okay.
But they pulled the guy out of this burning car.
That's crazy. Right as it would.
Had they not pulled up right then, and had they not both gotten out to do it, I just don't think he would have lived. Mm. So two people risking their life there. An officer, which is why we so appreciate what they do, and then just a dude.
Yeah.
So I see you, Officer Jeff Rogers and Good Samaritan. Nathaniel, I'll call him his formal name, Nathaniel Boyer.
Nathaniel, shout out.
I see you guys. That's awesome. All right, good. I see you.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Big three stories.
Is producer Raymond in tax news? 500 people are going to get duplicate tax refund checks, but the government says only cash one of them. They were mailed to Rhode Island residents. In airline news, United Airlines and the Kentucky doctor who was dragged off the plane at O'Hare earlier this month have reached a confidential settlement. They're not telling us the amount. And finally, in sports, in football, congrats to Myles Garrett, Texas A&M. He was drafted number one overall last night by the Cleveland Browns.
Hey, let's just look around the room today. To my left in her leather jacket, like she's in on a fresh off her Harley.
Oh, yeah. That's what I rode to work today.
Watched the NFL draft last night a little bit.
A little bit
with her husband. Amy, everybody. Yeah. Lunchbox is in wearing the same exact shirt that he's had on every day this week. And the only reason I bring it up is because we did a Bobbycast yesterday after the show. And you can go to iHeartRadio or you go to iTunes and subscribe. But we did a Bobbycast about what we do once we leave the show. And so Lunchbox was called out for wearing the same shirt over and over. He's like, I don't do that. Yeah. Wearing the same shirt wears every day. Lunchbox.
Yes.
Right.
Lunch.
Yep.
And a guy with the freshest face in town.
Oh, yeah.
He shaved his beard.
What do you think?
Good
it looks
call.
Great.
I just want to let you all know that it wasn't your influence.
Sure.
Okay.
It looks fantastic. A fresh face, our video producer, Eddie, everybody.
Yeah.
Look at you guys. We're all ready. Eddie and I, after the show today, are going to California for
Stagecoach
Music Fest.
Let's talk about how you have on a tank top.
I do.
Oh, dang. I didn't see it underneath that jacket.
Yeah, I have a tank top. I'm ready to go tanky today.
Somebody's going to Cali.
It's also Tanky Friday. Once summer starts, Tanky Friday starts around here. So it's more about just being Friday, and it's like warm today. You know what I mean?
It's the Bobby Bones Show.
Hey, good morning. Got your positivity right now inside of a little tell me something good.
Tell me something good.
I got this for you. City workers in Appleton, Wisconsin delivered cookies to motorists who were stuck because of road construction and an accident. So they were stuck for like 2 hours, couldn't go anywhere.
Uh-huh.
So those people that were working nearby saw the construction and went and got cookies or taking them to the cars.
Oh, that's awesome.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's just like nice.
Mm-hmm. Thoughtful.
It doesn't have to be a grand gesture of millions of dollars.
No, sometimes just looking around and being like, oh, yep. What's something we could do?
That's cool. Amy, you're up.
So this woman, she lost a money order that she got to pay her taxes off. She couldn't find it anywhere. She returned back to where she got the money order, and they told her, yeah, it's going to take weeks for you to get your money back. She was like, shoot, I really need it. Well, then later that night, she got a knock on her door. A stranger had her money order, handed it to her. On the back of it, she had her name and her address. He found it under his car, and he took it to her house.
Huh? That's good. I still haven't signed your money order, have
I? No, it's right here.
Amy's adopting two children. They're moving into the house in the next 60 days or so.
It's a void after 90 days. See that?
I see that. And yeah. So I got her a money order, like, for a college fund. Because in the past, I'd given her checks, so she never cashed them.
I have now.
Well, yeah, because I never wrote the date on them like an idiot. And she held them for years and wrote a new date on them. So that money order, I guess, is already out of my account, though, right?
Yes.
I had to buy that.
This is like cash right here that expires.
Yeah.
So does it really?
Yeah, we'll see how I feel. I mean, it's Friday. We'll see how I feel by the end of the day. Maybe next week.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll see.
Let me see. Void after 90 days starting.
You already owe me one. Will you owe me another one if I sign it?
I owe you one?
Yeah, remember when I gave you your money
from
Vegas?
Oh, that's right.
Oh, yeah.
You owe me like one solid paper.
Oh, is this the solid? Okay.
What? Was what the solid?
Is this the favor?
What are you doing for me for favor?
Oh, I don't know.
I'm saying, would you owe me two?
Bobby signs that as that's your favor to him?
Oh.
Lunchbox, what do you have over there?
Oh, Bobby was down on his luck, his job, lost his home, so he's living on the street when he came across a police officer. And he was telling him, man, I just really want to get cleaned up, have a shower. So the officer was like, come by the station tomorrow. So Bobby shows up, and Aaron had collected clothes, got him a razor, got him a haircut, let him shower, and all new clothes just kind of make him feel good.
Bam. There it is. All these frappuccinos at Starbucks, and if you miss, Lunchbox went through the Starbucks drive-thru and just started creating his own, seeing if they'd make it.
What can I get started today?
Yeah, can I get one Venti Pooping Panda Frappuccino, please?
I'm sorry, is that a secret menu drink?
I just saw it online with that other, the unicorn frappuccino, and then they said you should ask for the pooping panda frappuccino, so I'd like to try it.
Well, I don't think any of our baristas have the recipe for that, but if you have it, we can make it for you.
I thought, like, you guys were All World employees.
It's so nice that he was going to make it. Like, yeah. If you tell him the ingredients of the pooping panda,
he'll make it.
He'll make it for you. So if you missed that on yesterday's show, BobbyBones.com, and you can listen back to it there.
Bobby Bones Show.
Here we go.
The latest from Nashville and Hollywood.
Amy's 30-second skinny.
Trisha Yearwood has come out with a line of barbecue sauce, a rub, and a cocktail mix called Summer in a Cup, which she says was invented by a friend. The products, which will be available in stores next month, can be ordered online now if you're looking to get some of that. So it's Friday. We got some movies out. One called The Circle, where Emma Watson's in it. So is Tom Hanks. Emma's character lands a dream job at a tech company, but then things go pretty crazy. Only 22% positive on Rotten Tomatoes, though. Then you also have How to Be a Latin Lover, which has no score yet. Never really a good sign for ratings. I'm Amy. That's your 30-second skinny.
Bobby Bones Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Toronto, Canada. A woman and her boyfriend were out when they got in a fight. She said, you know what? I'll prove a point to you. She goes over to a crane and climbs up the crane.
What? She climbs up a crane?
She's mad at her boyfriend, yeah. So she climbs up a crane.
Yeah.
She gets up there, and then she gets scared and starts yelling, help!
Oh,
help!
I would
Someone too. Help me! So the fire department had to come 2.5 hours later. They got her down. And she was charged with 6 different crimes.
And I would bet, if I'm just a betting man, that she probably had priors out, too. This is the kind of person who probably is running from the law or something, too. Wow.
They had to put her in a harness and, you know, bring her down slowly, 2.5 hours.
Oh,
rescue operation. I'm Lunchbox. That's your bonehead story of the day.
If I make you think back to high school, Amy, I'll come to you first. What was, like, the most embarrassing thing? Like, your most embarrassing high school memory?
Oh, I know for sure.
Yeah, let me hear.
It wasn't even my fault. Well, it's sort of sad and embarrassing, but I was super embarrassed when my car got keyed.
Yeah.
Like, I did not want to go to school. My mom had to force me to go to school, and I was like, I'm not going.
Because what was written on your car?
Yes, and, like, everybody knew about it because it was at a party, and...
It's early in the morning. There are kids listening. So, let's say the guy wrote a term... A bad term for a girl that rhymes with door. Okay?
Yeah.
but he misspelled it.
Yeah, I spelled it wrong. And he was my ex-boyfriend, by the way. I had broken up with him.
What was the first letter of it when he wrote it?
H.
Like a movie.
He left out the W.
He did, yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah, and then I had started dating someone from another school, and he carved in that school's name as well.
So he wrote that
two things,
car.
Like
crazy.
By the front tire and the back tire. Ugh, really wow. Big.
Your most embarrassing memory, Lunchbox, from high school.
Dude, I wasn't embarrassed in high school at all. I mean, I was pretty much the bomb, so I don't remember being embarrassed at all. Maybe just because, okay, fashion sense, I'm not a very good dresser, so...
But that
I was
doesn't embarrass you.
Right. So I didn't always have the best clothes because I don't know what to wear and whatever. Well, that was it. Maybe not being the smartest because I failed a couple classes. That's embarrassing.
That's crazy to me that you'd fail a class because you're a bright guy.
Oh, multiple classes.
I just didn't work then.
Yeah, I had to retake geometry second semester. I mean,
were you embarrassed going back into the class again, like first day?
No, because I took regulars the second time.
Eddie?
The hottest girl in high school, and I was a freshman, she was a senior. Like, she was, everyone knew she was the hottest girl in high school. She was buying a Coke in the Coke machine. I thought it was a friend that I knew, another freshman, and I went up as she was going to select Diet Coke. I hit, like, Dr. Pepper. Boom! I got her. She turns around. She's like, what are you doing? The hottest girl in high school. And everyone's like, dude, you're an idiot. Like, you're so dumb.
That probably was a big deal back then.
It was a huge deal. Dude, I got so embarrassed. I was like, here, take all my money. Buy another Coke. Whatever you want.
You're pretty.
You're so pretty.
Diet Coke.
Mine is the T-Bone story. Yeah. Where, again, kids listening, you know, you're a kid and things happen to your body. Mm-hmm. But I was wrestling another dude and it happened. And so it was miserable. I just wonder if you guys had any embarrassing high school.
Yours is pretty bad.
Yeah, mine's like, you know, just imagine being a dude and you're wrestling another dude and all of a sudden, you can't control it. And so everybody comes to calling me T-Bone. And it's still, people still call me that. Like, if I go back, and when I go back, because I have a scholarship that I do every year at my high school.
They're like yelling at you, T-Bone?
No, they don't yell at, but someone will bring it up and be like, what, T-Bone? I'm like, oh, it still hurts.
Oh,
like, it still hurts. I don't like it. Mm-hmm. I still don't like it. I'm feeling uncomfortable. I was just wondering.
Yeah.
I was watching that 30 Reasons Not to...
13 Reasons Why.
And I was just like, man.
High school was...
Yeah, high school was... I was just wondering you guys' thing.
It's rough sometimes.
Yeah. Body bones, y'all. So Amy and her husband were living in house A. They were like, the kids are coming, so they had to move to house B because they got to have room for kids.
Yep.
And the kids could get here at any time. So as you're selling house A, which you're doing right now...
Yeah.
Part of the deal was they get the washer and dryer.
Mm-hmm. I didn't know that.
So I went and sold the washer and dryer not knowing they'd already agreed to terms on it.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, because I thought, okay, the dishwasher, the refrigerator, all that's included. And then my husband was gone, and I was taking care of some extra stuff that was in the house, and there was this place that would come pick up everything for you. I was like, that's amazing. So I went ahead and just took care of business, you know? Included the washer and dryer in that.
So what were you going to do? Did you already sell it?
Well, they had the final walkthrough, and we closed today. Final walkthrough happened. My realtor calls. She's like, hey, so the washer and dryer was included in the deal, and they're not here at the final walkthrough. And I was like, oh, yeah, I know they're not there because I had them taken away. Well, technically, I had them taken away to a warehouse that was then going to sell them, and then they take a cut, and we take a cut. So that way, I didn't have to worry about hauling them and selling them. Thought it was a genius idea, you know? Well, now I need to get them back because I'm going to go buy a brand new washer and dryer to put in there. Plus, these are awesome. They were red, front loader, so cute. No wonder they wanted them. But anyway, they're in a warehouse in another city now,
Oh, my God.
So not so only do I have to go.
Back.
Well, we're going to go pick them. It's not like super far, but I have to pay to have them taken out of the warehouse, like $100, like a loading fee or something. And then... drive to the city and have my own manpower to get it done.
So it's costing you even more money.
It's ridiculous. Yeah. So, yeah, gonna go get those back at some point. We close today, but at the closing, we're gonna be like, hey, the washer and dryers, they're coming. We've got it handled, but they're not gonna be there today.
Are you also today going to your kids' schools?
Yes, that's right after the closing. Busy day.
So, again, Amy has two kids, and by the end of May, June, we think they'll be living in the house.
Not the end of May, but June, yeah.
June. Okay, June.
Thinking June?
June. Yeah. Amy's two kids that she's adopted are going to be living in her house. They haven't yet, so Amy's life's going to go upside down. So now it's school time.
Yeah. School starts in August.
And you told us, we were doing a Bobbycast after the show yesterday, and you said you don't know what grades they're going to be in, because even though they're 10 and 6,
yeah,
that you don't know how...
I don't know what they're going to do. I'll learn that today. I don't know. Do they just throw them into where they would fit, and then they just attack it with tutoring and special treatment and stuff? Maybe some English? I don't know.
What's going to happen there? Because they don't know English very well.
I feel like they do, and once they're forced to use it, they will. Because we've had them learn in English tutoring for 2 years at the orphanage. So I feel like sometimes, once they're forced to use it, they will. They're sandbagging.
You think so?
I really do.
Is that a risk you're willing to take? That's the question. Like, are you betting all your eggs on that they're sandbagging?
Yeah.
Because what if they get into a class and they don't know what's going on?
But I've also talked to multiple friends that have been in the same situation as me, and they said that their kids pick up English so fast.
If they're forced to.
Well, yeah. Once you're immersed in it, yeah. And my daughter, she's all about survival mode. She will pick it up and she will... Survive. I am convinced if she was at 10, if she was put on a show like Survivor and had to form alliances and different things, she'd win. She's got everyone at that orphanage wrapped around her little pinky.
Okay, so.
It's amazing.
The kids will be here, but you are saying by the end of June.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I really do think that that's high. I'm talking 90%. Whoop. So, I don't know what to do at the school today, though. Like, I don't know.
Do you have anxiety about this?
Yeah, because, like, I don't know what a mom's, like... How do I act like a mom? Do I dress like a mom? What do I ask?
You don't have to dress like a mom.
Well, I don't know. It's like, are they judging me?
You're wearing yoga pants and leather jacket.
I'm not wearing this.
Oh.
You should.
Yeah, just go.
Some moms just like
cash?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll be like, hey, I'm a cool mom. I don't know. I don't know. I'm going to go ahead and offer my volunteer services, though, because I think they'll like that. I'll be like, I can help out, class mom.
Are you losing sleep at night because you're like, I'm about to have two kids and I've never had kids?
I think I've been restless for the past two nights, and I think that that has to do with it. Kind of just the stuff we have coming up, like this meeting today.
Wow, that's a crazy mom meeting. Your first ever going to the school mom meeting.
Yeah.
Wow.
And I don't even know for sure that this is the school where they're going to go, but
wait,
I hope
what?
So.
Yeah, I guess you got to try a bunch out, huh? Like, they need to be, what, accepted?
I hope it's the school, I guess. I don't know.
Oh my God. All right, let us know Monday how it goes. Oh, my goodness. The Bobby Bones Show. We're talking about Amy's kids. She has two. They'll be moving to the house in the next 60 days, we feel. And it's crazy because since they're coming from another country, you don't know what grade they're in.
Yeah.
Or where they are. So she has, for the first time ever, she's going to a school today to talk to the school. So she's freaking out a little bit. Judy, you're on in Austin. How are you?
Hi. How are you?
Really good. Thank you for calling. What would you like to say?
Well, I work at an elementary school. I'm the registrar, and that's my job partially, is helping figure that out. And we sometimes, based on age, we place the child, and sometimes we take the report cards from the previous school and try to match the grade level. The idea is not to put a 10-year-old in a class with a bunch of 8-year-olds. We try to place age appropriate. So with the understanding, if that didn't work, they could be moved later. But we would try to place a 10-year-old probably in a 5th-grade classroom. As far as English as a second language, they speak another language. They're usually tested. They are always tested. I shouldn't say usually. They're always tested to determine how well they comprehend the English language, not how well they speak it, but how well they comprehend it.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
And then we have ESL or ELL, English as a second language, or English language learners classes. And it's actually in the same classroom, but with an aide that works with those kids to help better their English.
Perfect.
It'll be interesting to see what happens. I really appreciate the call, Judy. That's interesting to me that it's what you comprehend, not what you can say.
Mm-hmm.
That's interesting.
That they have to be able to comprehend what's being said to them, so they know, you know.
Well, thank you very much. I hope you have a great weekend, and we really appreciate you taking the time to call the show.
Yeah, you too. Thanks.
Bye-bye. I can't wait to hear how it goes Monday. Mm-hmm. It's your first ever time at a school. But if you're new to the show, Amy's adopting two kids. You know, she's tried to have kids. Probably still trying to have kids. I don't know. I don't ask about that. But it hasn't worked yet. And so...
At this point, I'm over it. I mean, we're not trying. But yeah. I mean, if I were to get pregnant now, I'd be like, is this a joke? For real? For real?
Maybe. I don't know.
For real.
If you have kids now, wonderful. If you don't, wonderful. Because You know, then she went the domestic adoption route, and because she kept moving. What was crazy to me in that story, it's not even if you move cities. If you move down the block, you got to basically start over.
Yeah, because it's all based on your home study. You have someone come in and do a thorough evaluation of where you live.
So Amy's husband, you know, since he was in the Air Force, they were having to move all over the place. And so it was like, start over. And Amy goes on a mission trip with a church group, and they were just doing a woman's conference. And from that, she went to an orphanage, the same orphanage as the kids are in now.
Mm-hmm, and this little boy peed on me.
And that's her son.
And I was like, okay, baby. I guess you peed on me. You're marking your territory.
Mark your territory.
So then we started with him, and then we met this older little girl. And the older they get, the less likely they're going to be adopted. And I was like, well, we've always wanted two kids. And my husband's like, I don't really want to change diapers. I'm like, okay, let's do older kids.
They'll be 10 and 6 whenever they get here in the next 60 days or so.
Yeah.
Wow.
I know. This is my last April without kids. And then May will be my last May without kids. Like, I keep thinking that way. I'm like, this is the last.
Are April and May really important to you?
Yeah. No, but, you know, like Mother's Day's in May. And I'm like, they probably won't be here for that. But it'll be my last Mother's Day without kids. You know, next Mother's Day, I'm having kids.
Bobby Bones Show.
Here we go.
The latest from Nashville and Hollywood.
Amy's 30-second skinny.
As for new music today, you've got a new Willie Nelson album out called God's Problem Child. And then a heads up for your calendar, Chris Stapleton's album is coming out next Friday from A Room Volume 1, which I know a lot of people are pumped about.
Yeah, he'll be in next week.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I talked to him yesterday. He's going to come in next week and... I was like, hey, bring a guitar. Yeah, I just kind of threw that in. And I think he's going to.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so yeah, it'll be good.
I love his voice. Bravo has renewed 18 of their shows, including all of the Real Housewives series and Vanderpump Rules. Also Top Chef, if you're into that. I'm Amy. That's your 30-second skinny.
Get your bones on Bobby Bones Show.
Over at BobbyBones.com. Morgan, our producer, has a new TV show review for that show, Girl Boss. You know the girl that did Nasty Girl? It's like based on her life.
Oh, okay.
So there's that. There's the Miranda interview. There's Mike's blog on running a marathon this weekend. So there's some things you can check out at BobbyBones.com. If you want to seem younger, wear black clothing.
Wear black or colorful?
I don't know. I always thought I was wearing black. Is that not the rule?
I don't know.
No, you ditch the black and you wear color.
I wear black. Yeah. Everybody's like, he must be goth.
Brighter shades make you more fun and open, which makes you appear younger.
I don't like brighter colors.
I know. I'm wearing all black right now.
You are. That's why I thought. Because here's the thing. Amy pulls out her phone because she has to record this girl telling her she thinks she's 25 years old.
Well, she told me, and I was like, people are not going to believe me. So do you mind if I just have you say that one more time? Okay, wait. What did you say? Say that again.
You look like you're like 25.
25?
That's crazy.
Okay.
You look amazing.
Say it again.
You look like you're 25. I'm shocked.
Boom.
That's funny.
Yeah. She was like, how in the
world? Where were you?
I was at the grocery store. And we started talking about, I don't know, lots of things. And then how I was adopted from Haiti. Her boyfriend's from Haiti. And
is this
then.
Like register?
She works at the vitamin section.
Is she a listener?
Nope.
Wow.
She does not know what we do.
Yeah.
At all. In fact, she's probably like, why are you recording me? But I asked for permission. And then she just said, you just don't look old enough to be adopting two kids and to have been in the process for 4 years. And I was like, oh, I'm 36. She's like, no way, you're 25. I was like, yeah. Say it again.
Oh, boy. I met a listener. I was getting my hair cut yesterday. And my hairstylist says, hey, there's someone here that wants to give you something. And I was like, what is it? What does that mean?
Okay.
And she was like, it's someone else who's getting their haircut. And I was like, oh, that's weird. And so she comes up and it was a listener. And she was like, hey, I came to your stand-up comedy show and I brought this, but my husband wouldn't let me bring it in. And I was like, okay. And she hands me this like pipe. She made out of pipes. It's a robot lamp. And she goes, she just happened to be getting a haircut there. And she goes, I've kept it in my car ever since.
Oh, okay. Wow. I was about to be like, whoa, she knew you were getting your haircut.
No, she was. I posted a picture on my Instagram. Like, I reposted her.
Okay.
She was getting her haircut for like 2 hours or something before I got there, because it takes you guys a lot longer than us.
Yes, girls, it's longer.
And I walked in and she was like, is that, because I wouldn't wear my glasses when I get my haircut.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, we talked for a bit, and then I reposted the picture at Mr. Bobby Bones. And it was this robot like pipe lamp that she made.
Awesome.
Like pipe is in like pipes from your house, not like a pipe.
Right.
like a PCP.
Not like
pipe?
A bong or anything. Right. Look at I don't need a picture of it. No, it's like
okay. I'll look at it.
Yeah, just like anyway. Yeah, no, I met it. We talked for a while at the hair place.
That's cool.
Yeah, thought it was cool. United settled with the guy who got jerked off the plane.
Mm-hmm,
yeah.
The doctor.
And they won't say how much, and I knew they wouldn't say how much.
I want to know how much so bad.
Whenever I was like, okay, this is what's going to happen. They're going to settle. I bet you, thinking probably 5 to 7 million. At first, I thought it was 20, but then I started listening to more lawyers talk about it, and they were like, they don't have to give them anything. But it was dragging down their stock.
Yeah.
Yeah.
By millions and millions. So they just wanted to get over it.
Wow.
Crazy though, huh?
So crazy.
Like that dude got paid. Would you have been taken through that for $5 million?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Totally. Twice.
You can go through today.
I mean, when he woke up that day, he had no idea any of that was going to go down. And now he's got like $7 million.
Well, lawyers take 50% of that.
Okay.
50?
Oh, yeah. A case like that. But that same lawyer's representing the baby stroller person in American too?
Yes.
He's banking. Like
yeah.
Wow.
He's like that Gloria Allred takes on, like.
Except of the airline.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Bobby Bones.
The Bobby Bones Show.
First of all, imagine you're going through that Pirates of the Caribbean ride at Disney. And, you know, they have someone come out and be that Johnny Depp character.
Jack Sparrow.
Yeah, and Johnny Depp is actually dressed as Jack Sparrow. They're going through and it's really Johnny Depp.
I would like to come to be your Johnny Depp. Everyone jump out into the water. Yeah, obviously. Thank you. I'll just jump to your boat.
But nobody really thinks it's him. Because it's supposed to not be him.
Yeah, I would think it's totally just, I was like, this is a fantastic impersonator.
Me too.
Yeah.
I've heard this story before that Johnny Depp travels with that costume because at any time, he'll go to a children's hospital and put it on.
Yep.
And I don't know that dude's personal life. Like, we're all weird in our own little ways, and I don't know what, that's that part of it.
Cool.
If I can just isolate that part of Johnny Depp, that's really awesome. Mm-hmm. And he'll put it on and go to children's hospitals.
So cool.
And it's so cool, these people, they're just on the little ride. And they're like, man, that guy looks, man, these Disney people, they really put a lot of work into finding people who look like their characters. So there's that. The NFL draft was last night. Not that really a lot of you guys care. I watched it. Lunchbox watched it. We're big sports guys. But for Amy, big deal.
Yeah, I watched it. Shout out Miles, number one draft pick,
Miles.
Texas A&M.
Amy went to Texas A&M.
She knows him.
And it was the first time that an A&M player's ever been drafted number one.
He was going to be a paleontologist. In fact, he may still be one day, but...
What's his whole name?
Miles Carter Cameron.
Miles Garrett.
Garrett.
Yeah.
So close. I knew it was like a first name.
In the 2017 NFL Draft, the Cleveland Browns select Miles Garrett, defensive end, Texas A&M.
Yeah.
So,
that's exciting.
Hey, congratulations to you and all your A&M Aggies.
Yeah, go Aggies, go Browns.
Oh, boy.
Oh. You're a Browns fan.
Hey, I want to bring this up because, you know, part of our show is to, you know, hopefully have good ratings and advertisers buy commercials, and that's how we stay on the air. And so we have endorsements, and we endorse products that either we use or someone close to us uses, and we're lucky enough that our company's like, hey, listen, if you're not comfortable with it, don't endorse it. So the things you hear us talk about is endorsements we either use or love or somebody close to us loves. No one forces us to endorse anything. And it's how the show stays alive, frankly, is that we have commercials. And so it's a big deal to land an endorsement. And yesterday, apparently, there was a call, like an endorsement call, like a conference call. And Lunchbox and Eddie were supposed to be on it. And Eddie never showed up to the call. And
I missed the phone call.
Was it because you were taping for my endorsement?
Because I was sleeping.
Oh!
Like, Eddie, yeah. I'm going to tell you what I heard.
Oh.
Eddie, that's a huge, I mean, that's
I
bad.
I know, it's a bad one. And I felt terrible. I just completely spaced on it. And I texted Morgan right away and like, OMG, I'm so sorry. I've completely forgot about it.
Now, I will say this. Eddie misses the call. It's a huge miss. Like, that's money.
Are they out?
No, because Lunchbox apparently came in and saved the day. I heard
him.
No, Eddie, I think you're out.
I'm out of it?
I think that it's going to be a Lunchbox
thing. Oh, my goodness.
But Lunchbox came in and took over, had them laughing. Was like just dominating this call. Lunchbox, way to keep the money.
That's
awesome.
Yeah, that's what I do.
Look at this guy right here.
I mean, I had just got up from my nap. I took a hard nap because I knew I had a call, and I woke up like 10 minutes early, and I was like, all right, I'm ready. Warmed up the voice, got on the call. I texted Eddie. I said, hey, man, you ready for this?
It was like a duo endorsement.
And I thought he was just playing, like he was just joking because he didn't answer. I was like, all right, dude, I'll see you in there.
Well,
dial into the conference room.
Yeah, and then And then we started the call, and I was like, is he just on mute?
Everyone goes around and says their name, and you didn't hear Eddie?
No.
You didn't go like, it's Eddie, like off to the side?
Yeah, you couldn't help me out?
No, because you hear it beep in.
Yeah.
Oh. And when it beeps in, they go, oh, who's that? Not Eddie.
I heard you killed it, so nice work.
Thank you.
Eddie,
not so
really,
nice
that's
work.
Disappointing.
I felt really disappointed in myself, like really bad. I told my wife like 10 times last night, I'm like, I just feel terrible. I feel so dumb.
You have to get on some sort of in some book or something.
Write a book?
No.
Tell me more.
Read a book about organization or time management.
Yeah,
or being on.
Here we go.
It's real. It's like time management's really hard, and it's like just.
It's not though.
No, it is. When you have kids, it's really hard.
But it's nothing.
But a lot of
it's
you, everybody has kids.
No, nobody has a job like this with kids.
No, they
like,
do. Lots of people.
No, not too many. No.
You don't.
Not to the extent of what I do.
Don't be the victim.
I'm not being the victim. I'm just saying that it happens, and I kick myself in the butt over it like 20 times yesterday, and then this morning I woke up, I said, it's over.
All I hear are excuses. Nobody has this job.
No, this morning I said, it's over. Like, I got to move on and learn
from it. Does the CEO of our company have kids?
Yes, many.
Oh, yeah.
But he's not up this early.
He is.
He doesn't sleep.
I'll send him an email. Well, it's that type of person.
Yeah, we're just saying, I'm just using him as an example of that. Nobody's working as hard as someone like that.
Yeah.
And they've got kids.
Yeah, I know. They have nannies and stuff. But no, I get
it.
I get it.
You don't know that.
You don't know.
For sure. People with money have nannies.
It's always an excuse.
I get it.
It's always an excuse of this guy.
I felt bad. There's no excuse. I felt really bad. But I'll get it together. That's what I kept telling myself yesterday. Get it together.
Well, so if I'm you told yourself that, then okay.
Wait, who told me? Who said I killed it?
Don't worry about it. But people called me to be like, Lunchbox stepped up and covered for Eddie. Because we almost, they were like, I don't know if we can do the endorsement because the people that said that we're going to be here. So, Lunchbox coming through.
Let's clap it up for him.
I'm happy for you, Lunchbox.
Get it together.
Get it together, Eddie.
All right. Our video producer, Eddie, got two kids, 1-9, 1-3. He missed a conference call yesterday for an endorsement. And he's like, you know what? I overslept. I'm over it. You know, next day, got to forget it.
Got to move on.
Got to move on.
Yeah.
And he's like, nobody has this job and kids. And he's like, time's just impossible to manage. I mean, everybody's calling Eddie. I'll take a couple of them.
Yeah, let's hear them.
Hey, Cassie in Indiana.
Hello.
Thank you for calling. What would you like to say?
I thought it was awfully funny because I work for a large restaurant chain and I run 10 restaurants. I have over 1,000 employees and I have 3 kids under the age of 8. They're 8, 6, and 4. We're in all kinds of sports. My husband is also a leader, and if we can do it, he can do it.
No, you're not telling the truth because no one can have kids and run a business.
Oh, that's baloney.
Eddie's not even running a business.
Yeah, though.
Yeah. No, I'm not. I'm just waking up really early.
Eddie's like really early. Editing Instagrams.
What?
I get up about 3 every morning, and I actually put the kids on the bus and get the kids to school. My husband doesn't really deal a lot with the kids because he's a construction superintendent, so he deals with his hundreds of employees, and if I can do it, he can do it.
I agree.
Well, I like the inspiration.
Calendar. You really have to make yourself do it. Set your calendar, set alarm clocks. I'm actually traveling to Ohio at this moment for another meeting. This is my 4th one this week.
With kids, by the way.
Yeah. With kids.
With a lot of kids.
Under the age of 8.
Yeah. But when do you practice your putting, like, in the office?
That's true, because Eddie has to get a putt.
I don't have an office. I work from home.
Well, I do.
He has to online gamble, too.
Guys, you're paying me.
I do a lot of admin stuff and all that kind of stuff, but yeah. I do a lot of traveling. And then on the weekends, both my boys wrestle. They're 8 and 4. And then my daughter's soccer and Girl Scout. So we only have one night a week that it's actually family time.
Man, that's rough.
That's a lot. And thank you for the call. Eddie?
Man, I mean, that's inspiration for sure.
Is it?
I feel like I should retract my statement.
There may
be some people out there that have kids and have jobs like this that do it.
A man was removed from his delayed Milwaukee-bound Delta Airlines flight after his bathroom run, because he had to go real quick. And I remember Ray talking about this in the news yesterday, mm-hmm. but I didn't look at the story that much, and I saw it. So he waited 2 hours for a flight to take off, and then he got out of seat real quick to use the bathroom. The plane taxied to the runway. The passengers were told it was third in line takeoff. The first time he tried to leave his seat, he said, hey, you can't use the bathroom. 30 minutes passed. He goes, I got to go to the bathroom. So he made a quick run, and then They had to take the gate and take him off.
Yeah, he broke protocol.
But if you're sitting on a plane that long, when does common sense?
It doesn't appear to me that that has really that happens on airplanes. It's like sometimes common sense just like goes out the window because you're in an airplane.
If a human has to use the bathroom, like really, and if you've been sitting there longer than normal, if everything's on time, you know, you wait till he gets up. But if you have to wait a half hour
or 2 hours
or 2 hours, what would you rather him use the bathroom on himself?
No.
Yeah.
I'm not really clear on why I'm being asked to leave this plane. I purchased this ticket. I had an emergency. I had to pee. I went to tour. I had to pee.
Poor guy is like on the internet now going, I had to pee.
Yeah.
I feel bad for him. Mm-hmm. And usually I don't feel bad for people that are causing trouble on planes. I don't think that was trouble. That was just him having to pee, man. I want to play this song for you. The thing is, it's not even out yet. It'll be out next week, but it's just so good. You can YouTube it. But it's called Five More Minutes from Scotty McCreery. Give myself five more minutes. It's like crazy things happening in your life, like awesome and sad. And it's like, man, I just want 5 more minutes. It's so good. And it's not even available for download. And I know people are going to kill me for doing this. So here, I'm going to play. I don't know that I've ever come on and been like, this Scotty McCreery song is like the jam.
But this one is
is that it's really good and like makes you like think about life and stuff.
Okay.
Okay. I'm gonna play some of this. 5 more minutes from Scotty McCreery. I did like that song he had, the upbeat one. It was like, I like this one though. Listen.
8 years old, couple cane poles sitting down by the creek.
I'll read some tweets. 5 more minutes gave me goosebumps. 5 more minutes feels like an awesome piece of nostalgia. The new Scotty McCreery song is Fire Emoji. 5 more minutes. Yeah, I like it too, just because it makes you like, I like songs that make you feel things.
Yep.
And so,
give myself 5 more minutes.
It's like the good things in life, the things that aren't so good. It's like, but anyway, that song will be out next week. Just wanted you guys to hear it. Hey, Chelsea and Austin, good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for calling the show. What's up?
Okay, so I just heard the five more minute song on, and I'm on my way to work, and like, I was like, okay, I have to call. My mom passed away a few weeks ago, and this song could not have hit at a more perfect time. Like I like you said, it's got the happy, but it's sad at the end, and it's that. I'm such a loss for words. It was so perfect, and I wanted to let you know. Thank you for playing it. It's just so awesome. It was so awesome.
Well, wow. Thank you for calling. And that's what's awesome about music, and that's what's awesome about country music, like our format, is like songs have real words.
Mm-hmm.
Songs have real meanings. And even if the meaning is let's have fun, it's still like real stuff.
Yeah.
And so it's not out. But it's called Five More Minutes from Scotty McCreery. We'll have to have him put it on next week now.
Give myself 5 more minutes.
Thank you, Chelsea. It's like when there are certain songs that when you hear it, you're just like, whoa. Can you think of a song that you heard? Because I talked about it earlier this week, like the first time I heard Don't Take the Girl as a kid, it changed my life. I was like, well, I didn't know songs make you feel like this.
Yeah.
Like, what's happening here? Because at that time, I still hadn't really understood the meaning of If Tomorrow Never Comes. But Don't Take the Girl, it had double meanings. So you ever hear a song that's like, whoa, it just kind of sweeps you up? Lunchbox?
Oh, yes, this is easy. R. Kelly, I Believe I Can Fly.
What?
Like, no, stop.
I know.
The first time I heard that song, I was like, wow, I can do anything I want to do. Like, that was the song that was like, you can dream big and you can go chase those dreams and you can make it happen. Like, and every time you hear that song, like, even now, it still makes me think, man, I can do anything.
Wait, I shouldn't
allow. I see me running through that open door.
That's right.
I spread my wings and fly away.
Amy?
Okay. I mean, the first time I heard John Mayer, Daughters, like, that one hit me.
Yeah?
All the feels.
I'm telling you, that new John Mayer song, In the Blood, it does it to me. The first time I heard that song, that's why I was on the radio as soon as it came out. I was like, guys, this song is so good, and it's, like, so real, that and it's called In the Blood, because it really... Like, do we not ask that question about ourselves? Like, can I, fix myself? Or am I just supposed to be this way? I'm not going to play it. But I just, this song like just fits on the radio here. And when I, the whole, and I'm a huge John Mayer fan, but the record came out, I was like, whoa, this is like, do I have to be like my parents or can I change?
How much of my mother has my mother left in me? How much of my love will be insane to some degree? And what about this feeling that I'm never good enough? Will it wash out in the water, or is it always in the blood?
The ugliest color of the world has been decided. Ugliest color, Amy?
Well, I want to say brown, but I mean, I like brown leather and whoa, stuff, so maybe like a...
Eddie takes it.
I don't like that
personally.
At all.
I don't mean it that way. But like,
you don't mean skin color?
Yeah. So, I mean, I guess I like brown, but like more of like a icky brown.
The ugliest color voted on is brownish green.
Ah, icky brown. Yeah.
Yeah, because it reminds people of poop.
Yeah, that green adds a lot.
Yeah.
It's visually offensive. Some countries are now requiring all smoking packaging have the brownish green color.
Oh. That's cool.
So visually people are deterred?
Maybe that subconsciously it does something where it's like, this is gross.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess if they make it hot pink, I might be more inclined.
What?
Those are cute.
If they put Hello Kitty on it, I'll probably smoke more.
Yeah.
Yeah. My yard is super green because it's been raining like crazy and it's growing. I hired a new lawn person. $35. And I don't know if that's normal.
It's a little high. Yeah. A month? Or what are you doing?
No.
What do you mean?
Well, he's coming twice a month. So it's $35 every time he mows my yard.
Okay. And it's front and back or just back?
Well, I don't have a big yard. I only have a backyard. I don't even have a front yard.
Yeah, it's true. You don't.
And he weed eats all that?
Yeah, he does that. But I don't want to be taken. Like, I don't know. I just know that I'm not going to mow my yard.
My kid used to do it for $20. This kid that did the neighborhood.
Yeah.
$20.
But that's a kid. You may be hiring like a business, right? Or you just hire some random.
I just hire a guy that was mowing other people's yards around. And I don't care that much about my yard. Like, Eddie cares about his yard.
Oh, my goodness.
Like, Eddie wants to win awards.
I want to win the best yard in my neighborhood award. Like,
do they have that?
I don't know. I think I've seen a sign. Maybe last year I saw a sign that said like yard of the month or whatever.
Oh, you want that?
Dude, I want it this year. I just fertilized my grass. And that was stressful because you have to fertilize it at the right time, right before a big rain. And I nailed it. So now we just wait and watch it grow. I'm so excited. You don't understand. Like, I want to. My plants are coming up. Like, my perennials or whatever are starting to come out now. My trees are blooming.
Man, time marches on.
Oh my gosh, I just realized that. That sounds so dumb, huh?
No.
Like,
do
I sound? I sound old saying all that.
Real old.
Everyone lunch. Yeah. How about this? In tax news, 500 people will get duplicate tax refund checks.
What?
You can only cash one of them.
I heard about this. Oh.
And I know that. And Red mentioned it in the news earlier. Lunchbox is getting back close to $10,000 as a refund. Imagine if you get two of those.
That would be incredible.
Would you try to cash both of them?
Yeah. If there's two checks, how are you supposed to know that it's an error? Maybe they're doing some kind of cool lottery thing like rewarding people for doing their taxes.
Because that's what the government does. Right. They do a lottery and just give people money.
Sometimes. That's what they do. I mean, that's why they have the lottery.
Man, what Lunchbox can do with this tax money?
Oh, man, I got a plan.
Dave Ramsey's coming in next week to talk to you about this.
Okay, I'll sit down and talk with him if he wants to talk.
Because he thinks you're ridiculous. You should never get that much money back.
He doesn't think I'm ridiculous.
Okay, so there's that. I texted Amy last night after the Bobbycast, and I was like, hey, what's up? You want to hang out?
Oh, good for
I
you.
I did. We had a whole Bobbycast yesterday where we talked about Amy gets upset that I don't hang out with her as much. And you can listen to it. Go to iHeartRadio and search Bobbycast, or iTunes and search Bobbycast and subscribe. But Amy was upset because we don't hang out anymore as much after the show. And so I texted her. I was like, hey, 2 hours later, she replied.
Hard to get. Gotta play.
Oh, Amy. The Bobby Bones
Show. So Al Pacino is 77 years old.
Wow.
Al Pacino has a 37-year-old girlfriend. Her name is Lucilia Sola. She's an actress from Argentina. They're out. They're very handsy. Al Pacino's very handsy with his 37-year-old girlfriend.
That's 40 years difference, by the way.
It is.
Like math.
The difference is larger than her age.
Wow.
Yes. Yes.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
How do we feel about this?
Ugh.
Do you feel about it?
I mean,
then just talk from your heart.
Okay, I'm 36. Mm-hmm. Okay, and my dad's 75. I get it. I don't want to date my dad.
Oh,
okay,
wow,
well, actually, my dad's about to be 76. Okay, so I know my dad. I know what he looks like.
Yeah,
you know, I get the age difference. I really feel that, and I'm like, ugh, like I could never date my dad.
That's true.
That's a whole other thing. But I mean,
that's
I'm just
good. But you know, the age, that is a good representation of the age difference as humans that we know.
Yes.
Okay, so let me say this, though. He's 77, obviously super rich, super famous.
Yeah.
She's 37, super hot, right? If they're just using each other for what each other have and they're both cool with it, isn't that cool? Like, not cool, like, isn't it? But isn't it okay? Like, because she obviously does not, is not attracted to a 77-year-old man's body. Mm-hmm. And, like, because she could get a lot of, like, just looking at her, you get her pick of attractive men.
Yeah. But how do they do it?
I don't
how
know. Do they... Like, I'm sure, dude, men, some of them can roll for years.
No. I'm not you know asking I mean? That part. Yeah. I'm like, how does she, like, she has to love something about him.
Yes, his money, his fame. But if they're, and he has to love her looks. It's just me looking on the surface of this.
Okay.
Because other than the surface, it's really weird.
Yeah.
But if they're using each other and it's cool they're using each other, isn't that cool?
Like, yeah, I mean, I'm happy for them. They look very happy strolling on the beach, holding hands, and seeing her in a bikini. Props to Al Pacino.
Yeah, I mean, she's definitely of age, so can't say anything weird about it. But it just, I don't know how they block, like the girls that date Hugh Hefner, I don't know if they block it out of their heads or what.
No, they know exactly what they want in their heads. They want money. They want the lifestyle. And that's important to some people, a lot of people.
Okay.
That's a part of it. Al Pacino, and again, if you're in the creative field, 77 is probably like 58 to a normal person.
True.
Listen, I still dress like a 12-year-old. I can only do that because I'm in the creative business.
Okay.
You know?
It's kind of cool.
So,
hey,
yeah.
Does that give you hope for when you're 77?
No, wow. I'd like to have hope for right now.
Yeah.
I mean,
let's focus on
I don't,
now.
Yeah, I don't look at 77. I go, huh, right now, how's that going? So, and it's going pretty good. I have a great girlfriend.
Yeah, life is great.
Again, I'm unmarried at 37.
Mm-hmm. And you've never been married.
Never been married, no kids. I have emotional baggage like crazy, but I don't have baggage of like exes or kids or that kind of.
Sure.
Where most people probably would.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Everybody's weekend plans? Amy, anything cool happening?
No, I'm going to go watch Mike D run his marathon.
Yeah, Amy's going. Lindsay, my girlfriend's coming to the finish line. Nod, are you going to see Mike D?
Yeah.
Like,
yes.
Everybody that's in town, Mike D is the newest member of the show, although he's been here a year now, and he was our intern before he even worked for the show. We moved him across the country to come be with us, and so Mike D, over the past 2.5 years or so, how much weight have you lost total?
120 pounds.
Has lost 120 pounds, and he's trained for his first ever marathon. He's running it this weekend, and so are you ready? Like, it's a grind, dude.
I mean, I'm ready, but I'm still nervous for it. It's a long way.
Yeah, 26.2 miles.
Mm-hmm.
Mike has the ability to escape in his mind, though, when he runs. I can't do that. It's just a different kind of person that has that in them to escape for that long. But Mike did a really cool blog at bobbybones.com about his weight loss journey. And he did it all natural. Mike, how much did you weigh originally?
280.
And how tall?
Like 5'7", 5'8".
So 5'7", 280.
Yeah.
He saw a picture of himself. I was like, okay, I want to change this about me. And he just started walking. And walking turned into a little bit of jogging. And that turned into eating a little differently. And then he's 120 pounds down and about to run a marathon.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, don't let us down.
Oh.
So if you don't win this thing.
I gotta win?
Yeah.
No, he just needs to finish.
So do we need to be at the finish line or the starting line or both? Like, what's better for you?
I mean, finish line would be cool.
Yeah, because everybody drape him in, like, jewels and stuff when he finishes. Yes, lunchbox.
Man, I want to say good luck, but I'm a little offended that you guys aren't coming out to support me running. So, I mean, it's
You're
cool.
You're running, too?
Yeah, I'm running the 5K.
Oh, stop it.
I mean, it's cool. I don't need support.
You're running 3 miles.
Hey, 3 miles is a long way for some
Mike
people.
Runs that every day.
I'm just saying, like, it's cool.
Well, good luck, buddy.
Thank you.
That'd be cool. Eddie and I are going to play Stagecoach Music Festival, our band, The Raging Idiots. So we're going to Indio, California.
Huh.
And we're playing way later than we should be.
Oh.
Because the big act, like, for example, Maren Morris plays at like 4:30 on Saturday. We play at like 6:30.
Yeah. What?
I know, isn't that crazy?
So
that's weird.
It's a whole, right, it is weird. Yeah. Like, we play at the same time like Kip Moore plays. People just, I don't know. We're this band called The Raging Idiots, and we're really good, but we're stupid.
Yeah.
But we're idiots.
So we're going out to California as soon as the show's over today.
That's going to be fun.
We're flying to Ontario, California, and I convinced Eddie that we're flying to Ontario, Canada.
Guys, I freaked out because I don't have a passport.
He literally does. He's like, I can't go.
You're going to have to do this one without me. I can't do it.
So, okay, you, Amy.
Yeah?
Back to you. You're going to watch Mike do the marathon.
Yeah.
And
then I have a yoga date with two girlfriends.
Now we're talking.
Yeah.
Talk slower.
No. No, we've had it on the books for a few days. I'm excited about it. It's one of my favorite classes.
What girlfriends are these?
Well, one you know that works here, Jackie. Mm-hmm. And then another one named Megan, who you also know.
Oh, so are you going to say your friends, Jackie and Megan?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
You'd be weird about it.
You
one
might
of them,
know.
If you might guess the third letter of her name, is that rhymes with tree.
Well, I don't know. I guess they planned it at some point, and then I got a text. Anybody's invited, by the way, if anybody wants
Lunchbox?
To join.
Lunchbox?
I'm good.
Nada.
What are you doing?
I'm running a 5K, thanks for the support, and I got a men's league soccer game.
You guys
should,
doing better in that league?
Should come watch that.
Yeah, we've only lost one game.
Opposed to your volleyball, which you're like
0-12.
Yeah, wow. Well, I hope everybody's weekends are great. You can follow on my Instagram, Mr. Bobby Bones. Crazy to me that Amy had never seen Locked Up before, because if you're just flipping through the channels and you're going through like Fox News, CNN, MSNBC, and it stops on MSNBC, that show is on. It's like Inside the Prison. Amy never seen it, and so it's on Netflix.
Mm-hmm.
Did you watch any of it?
I watched episode one, season one.
And what did you think about it?
Man, I thought it was pretty intense, especially that they give the prisoners a camera to take with them. To like film whatever they want. I'm like, what? How do these guys get this? And then I found it fascinating that some of the dudes are doing like 140 years.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
three times.
First of all, they're not going to live that long. Second of all, some of them were doing way many more years for like a drug offense than like murderers.
Yeah.
And I was like, whoa. And then they like tattoo each other's bodies. I don't know. Like, I found it to be really interesting. Can't wait for episode 2.
Like, I binge watch that show, never on Netflix, but if it's just on, it's that show, Locked Up, or Hitch. I'll stop every time and watch the rest of it.
Yeah, Hitch is definitely
good. If Hitch is on, I'm stopping and watching Hitch.
Mm-hmm.
If it's on, you're flipping. What makes you stop? Always Friends.
Friends, anything Friends.
And that's how I got stuck on MTV. I haven't watched MTV in years. But Friends was on. I was like, huh. And so I started to realize, I didn't know what channel I was on. Mm-hmm. And it was like, teenagers having babies, season 9. And I'm like, why are these commercials so weird?
Yeah.
And it was because I was on MTV.
I always catch Devil Wears Prada a lot for whatever reason, and I will always stop and watch it. I've seen that so many times.
Seinfeld and Remember the Titans.
Oh, and that movie's on?
Oh, love that movie.
No matter where it is?
Yes. Just start it wherever. I don't care what scene. Boom. So good.
You know, they had those jeans we've been talking about in the last couple days. Nordstrom has these mud-covered jeans. They're fake mud. It's $425. So, did you see Reebok, what they did?
Uh-uh.
No.
What
did they do?
Muddy shoes?
No, not muddy shoes, but they put up this completely, quote-unquote, sweat-drenched sweatshirt.
Gross.
And it looks disgusting, and it costs $425.
No way!
Yeah. Reebok listed its own entry. It's a sweat-soaked shirt. And again, they're being funny, but they're like, quote, we're putting in the hard work for you and giving you a pre-sweated tee and sweatshirt for the post-workout look and smell.
Smell?
That's
funny.
Oh.
$425.
That's hilarious.
Great.
That's a good one. The Grand Ole Opry named top tourist attraction in America, one of them.
That's cool.
If you come to Nashville, go to the Opry.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want to pay a few extra bucks, do the tour. Because you can go and walk backstage
pretty
and
cool back
see
there.
All of that stuff. And so Eddie and I have been lucky enough to play it twice, and it's awesome. And the thing is, it's just shared. It's like we're back there in our dressing rooms, but the people that are there, like, and they get to walk around and just talk to whomever.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really cool. So I saw that the Opry was named top tourist attraction. Wanted to say congratulations to those guys. So that's really cool. The Grand Ole Opry is the top tourist attraction for spring of 2017, and New York City tours and then DC tours are second and third. Like, these are whole tours of cities. The Opry beats whole tours of whole cities.
That's crazy.
Yeah, so congratulations to the Opry. That's really cool, and it's a cool thing for country music, too.
The Bobby Bones Show.
There's a guy in Kentucky. It's not that funny, except it's just ironic. He was driving up to an auto parts store earlier this week. He needed to fix his brake because he just... he was just like, I've put it off for so long.
Oh, great.
That was funny.
And as he pulled up, the brakes failed and he crashed to the front of the store.
Mm-hmm. Like, oh, no.
That's ironic. For sure.
It's like rain
on your wedding day. It's like...
Fortunately, no one was hurt.
It's terrible.
Yeah, fortunately. Yeah.
It's like,
golly.
You need some new brakes and you go to the store and then you crash to the window.
They could actually use that as
that's
some
your
sort
Alanis
of endorsement.
It's like raining. Yeah, that stinks. This is the Bobby Bones. Right, we're out. We appreciate you. Hope you have a wonderful weekend. Eddie and I are headed to Stagecoach Music Festival. Our band, The Raging Idiots, are playing tomorrow. Tomorrow evening, actually. So we're on the way to California. Amy's going to go to a kid's school for the first time.
Yeah.
And talk to them. Mm-hmm. That's crazy. First
See
time.
What that's all about, you know, this kid life, school life, mom life, dad life.
Wow. That's a big deal. Yeah. We'll hear about that Monday. Mm-hmm. Lunchbox going to run a 5K.
Yeah. Running the 5K. What up?
There you go.
What up?
If you ever wonder what we do after a show, we did an entire Bobbycast about it yesterday. You can go hear it. Go to iHeartRadio and search Bobbycast, or go to iTunes and search Bobbycast and subscribe. But it's us in a room talking about what we do after the show's over. So it's about an hour long or so, and it ends up...
somehow talking about who would date who and why we wouldn't date each other.
It ends up just a mess. But it's up there. You're obsessed with that dating thing.
Yeah, yeah. You should really let it go.
Just listen to the new Bobbycast. You can hear it for yourself. Dirk Spentley also came by the house for a Bobbycast. And so we'll see you Monday. Hope you have a great weekend. And thank you very much for listening.
Come on, Bobby Bones Show.
Let's talk about Target Circle. By the way, it's the same program that you know and you love and you use, but now with automatic deals. Here's the thing. The all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Maybe you don't have it. Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about. Well, now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. It's already been awesome. Now it's awesomer, if that's a word. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit Target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at Target.com/circle card. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk Wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on StraightTalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
Parents, if you've ever experienced bedtime battles with the kids, I'm going to let you into a little secret. The Koala Moon podcast has revolutionized over 20 million bedtimes, with parents like you calling it life-changing and the perfect nighttime routine. With original kids' bedtime stories and cozy sleep meditations, every episode has been specially designed to make bedtimes a dream. Listen to Koala Moon on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.